Yes, we continue with verses from Surah Hamim As-Sajda, which is in the 24th juz of the Noble Quran. In the 5th ruku, which is from verse number 33 onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And whose speech is better than he who invites towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So surely those who said that in the previous verses there's mention is in Allah, those who said that Allah is our sustainer and they remain steadfast. From there onwards, Allah has mentioned the special servants of Allah who are firm in their belief in the divinity of Allah. They remain steadfast on that. And into this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those who are of a higher category. So the one category is those who just remain firm. They are in a particular category. But the better person is the one who devotes himself to Allah, who announces his obedience to Allah, who follows the commands of Allah, and also invites the world to come towards Allah. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And he does good deeds. His words and his deeds are such that they are effective in attracting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He himself practices the good towards which he invites others. The person is such that he is never hesitant in announcing his servitude and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under any situation and at any time. And this becomes his hallmark and his distinctive quality, that he remains aloof from every type of narrow-mindedness, sectarianism, and he openly proclaims that I am a Muslim and that is it. Nothing else defines who I am. And then he goes on to invite people towards the deen of Islam. So this is that high position that has been spoken about. And anyone who makes any sort of a call towards the deen of Islam would be in this category. Like the call of Adhan to the obligatory Salah is included in those who are making the best call. That is why Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha said that this verse is about the Mu'adhineen who call the Adhan. And that the words, and act righteously after this, means they offer two rakats of salah between Adhan and Iqamah. It's also narrated that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the supplication between Adhan and Iqamah is not rejected. So the merits and blessings of Adhan and its reply are very great, as has been stated in many ahadith. So that is one way. And then anyone, the da'i, the one who calls to the deen of Islam, and anyone who follows in that path. And then you do not stop at that point, but there's a special instruction on how to deal with those who you're calling towards the deen of Islam and to those who may act in a bad way to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَالَسَيَّةُ. Good and evil are not equal. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Reply with that which is the best. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ. You will then see that between whom you and that person was animosity, كَأَنَّ وَلِيٌ حَمِيمٌ, as though he is your close friend. So this verse teaches us the noble characteristic of a da'i, that one should repel evil with goodness, and the effect and the influence of that will sway the person. In fact, the effect of one good can be more than another, and the effect of one evil can be more than another. And the characteristic of a devoted Muslim, especially the one who is inviting towards the deen of Islam, is that if anyone speaks impolitely to him or her, or deals harshly, he should reply in a manner that is better. Should not reply with anger. Ah, then you can choose your own path to Jahannam. You know, we tend to say, then you will deal with the consequences. Rather, continuously be kind to the person. And this kindness that you display, you will see the consequences of this behavior will soften and the bitterness of the enemy. And the enemy will then change his or her attitude towards you. The enemy may become your devoted friend, or at the least, the enemy's attitude will change to your. But this is obviously a very, very grave matter, a very weighty command. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. There is only the people of patience will be able to achieve this. It needs much courage, and it needs a great deal of patience to repel evil with goodness. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. but it is those who have been endowed with great fortune that would achieve this. The people who are polite, irrespective of how others treat them, those are truly blessed people. They are people of the highest caliber and of the highest standing, and that is what should be our the motto, to achieve that type of behavior and to remain steadfast in that regard. May Allah give us the understanding. We go for our commercials.